Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. My name is Ray Hewart, and I am so excited to be part of your morning routine. Our Teach Better family has a lot in store for today's episode, so go grab your cup of coffee, glass of orange juice, mimosa. We won't judge. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, good morning. Thank you to those of you watching live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. But we're also, of course, as an episode of Teach Better Talk podcast, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. We have Chad Lane with us this morning. Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you, Ray.
Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate us being able to have this conversation. I see you all over social media, but this makes us like official.
Official, yeah, that's great. I'm excited to be on.
So fun. For our community who may not be yet connected to you, do you mind sharing a little bit about who you are, what you do in education, all that good stuff?
Of course. Well, I'm the Assistant Superintendent of School Improvement and Human Resources in Glenwood, Iowa, just kind of a bedroom community to Omaha, Nebraska, the metropolitan area. I'm in my 19th year of education. I was a former high school social studies teacher, a middle school assistant principal, a district activities director. And here I am in my fifth year in this role. So all things school improvement, curriculum, instruction, assessment, professional development. I'm an author, an adjunct professor in my little bit of spare time, and of course, a dad and a husband as well.
I don't know how you do it all. I mean, that I feel like you just put everything, you've tried everything.
Well, one thing helps another. So I try to leverage all learning is good learning and leverage it one into the other and help people not make the mistakes maybe that I have.
Oh, I love that. Yes, we always joke that there are so many mistakes we made out there. If there's anything that I can do to take that off of someone else's list, like amen, because there'll be more coming anyway. It's education. We all make mistakes.
For sure.
So Chad, tell us a little bit about what brought you into this field. Why get into education and then try every single role humanly possible?
Well, just having the opportunity to be, education is such a great equalizer. And I think we sometimes lose track of that. We get in the grind of what we're doing and we tend to specialize. And I just love the idea of generalizing and becoming a sort of a novice at everything. And those people that introduce so many different things to you over the course of your life, whether it's formally or informally, or just have no idea the butterfly effect that it can have on you and the game changer and that great equalizer is just something that can't be taken from you. And I'm a first generation college graduate and kind of from a blue collar paycheck to paycheck family in Northwest Iowa. And I'm grateful for that in retrospect, but you know, teachers played such an integral role. These are the first people I met that ever went to college, for example. So I just looked up to them tremendously. They invested so much time and they believed in me, which was something that I feel like I always had this sort of pay it forward mentality of like, what an unbelievable vocation in that you can pay it forward, you can really be a difference maker. And it's not so much what I know, but just the opportunity to open doors and think about, you know, what you could be and what impact you could have on others was just so powerful for me.
Mm. Wow, what a great way to start this off. I love that inspiration. Getting to know you as a person is so important here in our community. We love talking about education, but also, hello, we like to get to know the people behind doing the amazing things that every one of the members of the Teach Better family get to be a part of. So I have to kind of ask, right? So you've done all these roles, mm-hmm. You've written a book, mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's the end of January. So many of us have New Year's resolutions that we're like really trying to hold on tight to. One of mine and one of many of our communities is to read a bit more and find those books that are gonna be the right fit for us as individuals, but also get us to the next step in our journey of being a little bit better each and every day. Tell us about the book. This could be a good read for people in our community.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Dr. Matt Townsley and I, Matt Townsley is an assistant professor at University of Northern Iowa, is very well known in the grading and assessment world. We wrote a book called The Parent's Guide to Grading and Reporting, Being Clear About What Matters. We just feel like, you know, anytime you're trying to make reform within schools or really work to have more valid and reliable communication devices, which is what grades are, parents are often the missing link. We just sort of blaze past them, and then they're sort of stuck in the wake of data and communication and what looks different. So they focus on what's different and not what's improved or what could be more clear. And so what's fun about The Journey is that while it's a book for parents, it's obviously written for school leaders, teachers, and it's really about how to have better conversations about what a child can know or do and what they're already maybe great at and how we can leverage more enrichment for those students. And how do we have conversations about learning and not just about earning?
I know that this is going to be such an incredible book that educators are going to run to pick up right now after hearing from you on Teach Better Morning Show, because our community loves to debate grading. It's always a topic. And to be honest, I feel like when people bring in the Teach Better team to support in any sort of grading initiative, it's already after the parents have been left out of the equation and they're frustrated. So I know this is a really, really great topic that hits a nerve in communities here. And could you imagine if you could bring your parents in for some sort of fun book study to participate in and allow your parents to have a voice and better understanding how teachers and, you know, educational leadership is giving feedback to students? I love this direction here. That's so powerful.
Yeah. And we were very cognizant. I mean, both Matt and I are practicing, you know, practitioners of school leadership. We were teachers of grading reform. And then, of course, as authors and researchers, we understand like motivation and intrinsic and extrinsic motivation and, you know, what moves people to protect their own and their kids. And then also like how we talk about learning and set goals and what's different in the 21st century than maybe the 20th and 19th, where, you know, some other grading systems maybe were relevant and now are irrelevant and are not a good match to what we're trying to understand about our kids. And so we really wrote the book as sort of a manual for this conversation back and forth. Like we have 5 chapters and each one starts with sort of this fictitious vignette of like, you could see yourself as that parent, as Patricia, who got their first grade card where something looked differently. And then we talk about taking the parent through that and why do they feel that way. And then at the end of each chapter, we really have questions that you could provide to have better conversations with your own children and questions that you can have with your teachers, the educators. And the entire book is all growth oriented. It's not about your school's doing something wrong or they should call it that or this is the better way or wrong. It's really about how to have more conversations about what you can do to support your child in learning and how to have a better relationship, or what we call a triad, with parents, students, and the educators, and back and forth in all 3 directions. So we really outline that triad in our 5th chapter. It's just a 5 chapter book. It's 100 pages. And we felt everything was intentional in terms of that. So it's supported by research throughout, but it's also intended to be a very good read for educators and parents alike.
Chad, I have to pick a bone with you for a second, because usually when I interview authors, I have been in some way like exposed to their book. Like I've skimmed it, or I've really had some time to digest it. I am mad I have not read this book, hearing your summary. Like this is not only a topic I love being a part of, but I also feel like this topic was something that was missing in the education space. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that you did it and it's already done and I can go grab it. And literally I can think of like you places to use this in my professional life and my personal life. And I am now frustrated that we are doing this live recording and I can't go buy it on Amazon right now. So I just want you to know that right when this wraps up, when you see it ding that you have a purchase, it's mine. I want to see what this is all about.
Well, that's awesome. And yes, you can most certainly get it on Amazon, and usually in a day or 2. So it's pretty handy. You can, of course, get it on all the major retailers. But I appreciate your support of it. It was really a passion that we had, a passion project that we can meet a lot of people's needs and really be positive, be growth oriented in reform. You know, reform doesn't have to be they're an icky word, so to speak. And there's touch points in which we can say we have common ground. Most folks can argue that, oh, you want to have more clear and consistent, valid, reliable information about my child, and we want to be on the same page about that. I don't think there's anybody that's opposed to that. We're never opposed to that about our finances. We're never opposed to that about our medical records or history. Why would we want to be unclear about what grades mean for our children? Mm. So just trying to, and there's a lot of analogies in the book and things that take people through sort of the history of like the standards-based movement. Like, how in the heck do we even get to categorizing information by standards? Like, where did that come from? And like I said, we've tried to, you know, buttress it with really good research over the last 30 or 40 years in grading reform, what's worked and what hasn't, and just try to talk about those touch points, but also give parents a great opportunity to ask kids questions about learning. And when we feel like, just like anything else, when the students, the parents, the guardians, and the educators are all on the same page, that consistency of communication just improves everybody's opportunity to be engaged, motivated, and do really well.
I'm such a fan of this. I'm feeling a Teach Better private Facebook group, like book study. Anybody in the comments here, I'm thinking like, let's go over to teachbettergroup.com. It's our private Facebook group. Okay. That might be a spot where we're going to need to do a book study on your book, Chad. This will be a really good spot for us to have some of that deep conversation, read chapter by chapter, and kind of have that reflective moment. I'm foreseeing this in my future. As we continue this conversation, Chad, we're going to head into really those action steps that our community here can be taking. Obviously, Teach Better Today morning show is all about getting you ready for your day. And Chad and I are here to support you and give you some challenges to maybe take on that are just eensy weensy going to allow us to be a little bit better, or maybe something to keep in the back of your mind. So we'll be right back. Sticking with us on the Teach Better Today morning show. Chad and I are having a great conversation, not only about the fact that he's had every job in education, but also with the fact that he has written a book with one of his good friends to focus on how to support parents with the grading conversation. So if you missed any part of that conversation, I hate to tell you, but you got to go back. You got to rewind and listen to the beginning of our conversation. Chad, as we wrap up here, we like to leave our community with some food for thought, things to think about, maybe a little challenge to be a little bit better that they could take on outside of going and grabbing the book. But, you know, something that has really been impactful and meaningful. And of course, it can have to do with your book, or it can have to do with anything that you seem to be passionate about, obviously, as an educational leader. What should our community keep in mind this morning?
I'll tell you what, I feel like maybe a great challenge for any of us in education, or really in any of the work that we do, sort of inspired by a book I read called Setting the Table by Danny Meyer, and really about the restaurant business, actually, and customer service and servant leadership and so on. And I got to experience one of his restaurants in Manhattan just a couple of weeks ago for the first time. And just seeing that customer service in person from the pages was so interesting. And I think what I would challenge all of the educators on this podcast to kind of harness maybe from his work, if you haven't read any of his books, is just this opportunity to really provide opportunity for authentic connection and feedback from our customers. And our customers are frequently our students and our parents. And one of the things that I think a side benefit that for me holds a lot of value is obviously the information that I get about the service or what the experience that our customers, our students are having, is sort of a subtle way to show the professionalism that you have about the work that we do. That's what I love about it. You know, if I have the opportunity to catch a student at lunch and say, hey, what'd you think of that lab today? It's something that I've never done before. It really means a lot to me that you guys had the opportunity to really be challenged. Did you feel like that worked? And I taught middle schooler and high schooler, so they would often either be really shy or really honest. But either way, I could kind of get around to that. And I really wanted to know. But the unintentional message that I sent to our students is, I'm so passionate about the work. And we all have good days and bad days. But any opportunity you have, and I present a lot to parents now in the work that I do, is I'm just really transparent about how much the work means to me. I'm a father, I'm an educator, I'm a parent to students who get grades and everything else as well. And just being very honest about, you know, what it feels like when educators working really, really hard and what that looks like. And so you got to be honest, you got to ask for feedback. And I think sometimes We just don't ask our customers. There's great strengths to a survey and Likert scales and all of that. But I just think that the opportunity to have a real vulnerable conversation, you don't have to bare your whole soul about an educational practice, or maybe, you know, how do you think this unit's going? Have I spent too much time on this? Is there anyone else in the school that's really rocking it that I could talk to? Who do you think would help me? And just putting the client, the student, the parent in a position to be able to say, wow, that's really amazing that you're even asking that, rather than the society that comes off that we're perfect at everything and no one knows more than me. And I think that shows that vulnerability, but it also shows how hard you're working, the passion you have. So that's one thing I would leave people with.
Ugh, what a great thing to keep in mind and maybe even take on as a challenge as we head into our day, as we continue our week. Chad, I want to make sure that everyone here can stay connected to you, because I know there'll be a lot of follow-up questions or just direct messages to tell you how great you are. Do you mind sharing your contact information with our community?
Sure. ChadMichaelLang@gmail.com. That's two L's. My website is recalibrateedservices.com. Just two E's in recalibrate and ed. And of course on X, at Chad_M_Lang. So Chad Lang, is probably the best way. An email is fine, and I'd be happy to connect with anyone. And that's how we all get better. When the adults get better, everything gets better for our kids as well. So I appreciate the conversations. I've always appreciated our friendship and the Teach Better team.
Oh, so many good things here. If you have not yet connected with Chad, please make sure you add him to your professional learning network. And of course, if you have any issues, direct message one of us here on the team. We can get you connected. This is a really great beginning to a conversation, but definitely should not be the end. So make sure Chad becomes a part of that inner circle of educators that help us be better each and every day. Chad, thanks so much for coming on the show. And for everyone else, we hope you have an amazing week. I cannot wait to see what you think of all this information. See you soon, friends. Hey, Teach Better community, thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.